you can reuse. You can guess it, I bet. It cleans up spills and it dries dishes in your hands when they are wet. If it gets dirty, well, don't you worry, the washing machine's your pal. I'm telling you now, I'm the kind of gal who uses reusable towels. Recycle. Changes are made every day by people just like you. I'm thinking of something that you can reduce. I'm sure you can figure it out. It comes out of hoses and kitchen faucets and other kinds of spouts. Recycle, reuse, reduce. It's not that hard to do. A change.
This is Ecotopia on KZFR, exploring ecosystems, environmental, social, and technological. I'm Stephen Chudy. Susan Chudy and I have been on the shelf for about 4 weeks with the bug. Mild symptoms, and we're back and healthy. We want to express our appreciation to Jake and to Jim for kicking off our show each week, pre-recorded, and for Grant and GM Rick for loading up the show for us so it could play on time. Tonight's is a two-part show. First, we'll talk with Becky Holden of Butte Colusa Recycling about minimizing holiday waste.
I'm Susan Chudy. Then we'll offer some environmental New Year's resolutions for 2021.
Ecotopia is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR listeners and by the COVID-conscious Chico Certified Farmers Markets, with year-round markets Wednesdays at the North Valley Plaza, Saturdays in Chico at 4th and Wall. The Chico Certified Farmers Markets, bringing food lovers and farmers together since 1980.
The opinions voiced on Ecotopia do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of KZFR, its staff, volunteers, board of directors, or underwriters.
Now we're going to play our recorded interview with Becky Holden. This was pre-recorded a couple days ago, a little bit before Christmas, about cutting down on holiday waste. But we're guessing there's still a pile of stuff in your living room, and all this will apply. Plus, she has some things about not overeating, not overstuffing, that applies to your New Year's festivities as well. This is Ecotopia on KZFR, exploring ecosystems, environmental, social, and technological. And we're pre-recording tonight. We're going to tell you a little bit about what to do with all that Christmas stuff that is piled on your floor after you opened your packages. I'm Susan Chudy.
I'm Susan Chudy. And with us on the Zoom call today is Becky Holden. And we've known Becky for a long time, since she was on the staff at BEC, at Butte Environmental Council, and now she works for Waste Recology, the Butte Colusa County Recology, and she is a Waste Zero specialist, and that's why she's going to tell us what to do with Christmas. And can I just start by saying, one of the things that you said in your note to us is that you wanted to remind people to avoid waste and cook only what you'll eat. I think that's a huge problem for the holidays. Do you have personal experience? Oh, I was going to ask you, first of all, tell us a little bit about your job with Recology. It's the day before Christmas. Come on, people.
And do you get to ride the trucks?
Okay, Becky. It's time
for... Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for having me. It's really great to be on Ecotopia. Thank you. Yeah, my second time. With Recology, I do get to ride on the trucks when I do ride-alongs. They're super fun. The trucks are just big dinosaurs, and it's I get giddy. But we go out and we check to see if there's contamination. So I'm working to make sure that I'm keeping our recycling as clean as possible.
And what else? Go ahead. As a Waste Zero Specialist, what does that mean?
My job is to help with recycling education and outreach. So I'm going and facing the public. I got to do the Thursday night market when we had those and talk to people about any recycling questions. I go, especially with businesses, and help them to figure out what all can go in the recycling. And we take all of this garbage, all this waste, and we shrink it down and say most of it can go into the recycling and the cardboard, and only need this much of it to go into the dumpsters for the trash. So it's a right size bin proposal. I also help with customer service, and we do contamination checks on, you know, flip the lid, check the residential and say, oh, plastic bags aren't supposed to go in the recycling. Here's a little note to let you know how to recycle right.
And are you recruiting new businesses? Are you continuing to find people, or is everybody required to recycle now and you just help them do it better?
Great question. Yeah, I am recruiting more. California has some really big recycling laws and more on the way. And so I'm going out and letting people know, actually, you're not in compliance with a state mandated recycling, and you're also spending more money on trash than you need to. So I am going around and letting people know, like, we can recycle more here, and helping with increasing that and showing them how to do it. And then specifically in Chico and in Butte County, it's a franchised area. So Recology has a certain area where if you live in that area, you have Recology. And if you live in another area, you have Waste Management. And if you live in another area of Butte County, you have Northern Recycle and Waste Services from Paradise.
Oh, wow. So you have to clarify a lot of things for people, let them know what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, it's really fun because every day I'm doing something different.
Yeah, that's the right kind of job. Okay, so let's talk about, I started talking about avoiding waste, and people have already done their plans. We're recording before Christmas, and so people have already finished their Christmas dinner when they're listening to this, and it was a few days ago by the time they hear this. But presumably, there's still waste around. What ideas and suggestions do you really want to emphasize?
So, yeah, to answer those questions, I wanted to start with the four R's. You know, first one, reduce. And you already mentioned it. Reduce how much food you make so that you have less food waste, and then freeze those leftovers so that you'll be able to use them throughout the rest of the month. Reduce how much volume of packaging you're getting. So if you're going to order something online, try and order in a big group, so just one box comes to your house instead of three or four or five. Consider reusing materials so that you're not buying more and more packaging and wrapping. So reduce is probably the most important one, and I can go on and on about it. But then reuse, again, with like your bubble wrap. You don't have to put that in the trash. You could wrap up your fragile Christmas ornaments or your decorative things, wrap that up, or give it to somebody who's going to be moving and needs to wrap up. Reuse it by taking it to a shipping mail store, UPS store, so that they can use it for shipping. And then recycle. A lot of people have aspirational hopes that they can recycle everything, and it should be that you should be able to recycle everything, but it turns out that we're pretty limited on plastic. Only recycle plastic containers. We can't recycle plastic bags, so don't put those into your recycling cart. Ribbons have to be removed from your packages, and those ribbons are either to be reused or they need to go in the trash because they'll tangle up in our equipment.
Oh.
paper. Yeah, it's pretty messy. With paper, with wrapping paper, I was really happy to say that you can recycle most wrapping paper unless it's got that plastic on it. If it's been like coated with some sort of a plastic, or if it has any sort of adornments or felts or glitter, that's going to not go in the recycle. That stuff gets put in the trash or reused. And then flatten those cardboard boxes and really keep them as small as possible so that we can get as much as we can in one truckload. It's more efficient that way. Or consider donating the boxes to somebody, again, who's moving or needs them. Beck was using them for putting them over areas to help with keeping the soil. You know, it's like a compost trick to put cardboard down. Yeah, and just making sure to pull that styrofoam and those packaging airbags out of the boxes before you put them in the recycle, because styrofoam blocks don't go in our recycle. And those airbags, even though they have the little triangle on them, they're not in the recycle. They're going to need to be popped and put in your trash.
Is there any good uses for things like styrofoam? And I mean, I know you can use them for repackaging. Should styrofoam just go in the trash?
Yeah, so I wish styrofoam wasn't as prolific as it is. It's really great for keeping things from breaking in the mail, but it's really hard to deal with. It takes up a lot of space volume-wise, but you really don't have that much equipment, material. It's air, so it's hard to justify shipping it anywhere. There are a piece of equipment called condensers, and they're pretty fascinating. They take these great big piles of block styrofoam and then kind of heat it up and get all the air out of it, and you're left with like a small cube that Wally could have made of dense polystyrene. But I think that in Chico, we have a place that's trying to keep it out of the landfill, and you can drop it off. I'm trying to figure out where it is, but it's one of the furniture stores here in Chico that's trying to help with that. And I'd like to help with that, you know, until we can stop making it and stop receiving it in the mail. Let's figure out a way to keep it out of the landfill. Right. But for Recology, you can't put it in the recycle bin. That stuff gets compacted in the back of our truck, you know, by those big dinosaur trucks. And that stuff pops into like little pieces of snow, and it gets everywhere. It goes onto the paper, it goes onto the glass, it goes onto the metal. And again, at the end of it, we're not sourcing or separating out the styrofoam and sending it anywhere. So it ultimately is trash.
So do you do education work with kids like what you used to do at Beck? Is there work? Does Recology do educational outreach?
Yes. Yes, I love doing that. And, you know, in 2018 and 2019, I was in classrooms and talking to kids, and they're just so smart. They know the 4 R's, reduce, reuse. They know different ways to recycle. You can ask them a bunch of questions about what would you do with this piece of paper? But I'm trying to say, you know, it's written on one side, can you reuse it? And I'm expecting them to say right on the back of it to reuse it. And they're going, airplane, you could do this. You could cut it up and cut it into a picture of your dad and draw on it. And it could be a gift. And they're just going on and on and on. I'm like, oh, I got to write this down. I thought I was teaching, but I'm learning. Yeah, I love teaching kids K through 12. They seem to be more open to these ideas, and they're really creative and open about it. It seems like that's probably where I learned it all, was from when I was in third and fourth grade and the Recycle Rex was talking about reduce, reuse, recycle, it's up to you, close the loop. Yeah, I miss that, and I'm looking forward to doing more of that.
We'll get back to Christmas recycling in the meantime. What's the stream of recycling at the moment? We hear various things about now there's no market for cardboard, or there is market for cardboard. Fill us in a little bit on how your company is handling that.
Yeah, I get asked this question a lot, and I'm really happy to say that things are better now than they were when China stopped buying in 2017. We did the China National Sword. It was a big deal. It really shook the recycling markets and showed us that we were really heavily dependent on China buying all of the scrap material from the world. Recology doubled down and invested in some state-of-the-art equipment so that our sorting lines are just the cleanest material you can get, and got that contamination in the finished product down. And so we're able to continue to recycle or find markets for bales of cardboard, bales of paper, bales of plastic number one, plastic number two, plastic number four. We're able to get the glass and the scraps recycled and find a place for it so it can ultimately be turned into something new, which was part of our resource ecosystem. But it was a big deal, and there were times when places were saying we're not accepting this plastic or that plastic and it needs to go in the trash. And I think that things have changed, and we've really seen that we need to open up more local places to recycle and reduce how much we're manufacturing that can't be recycled. And that's why Recology is really excited about the California Plastics. There's a California Plastics ban that's coming in the ballot. California Plastics Pollution Reduction Act. And it will be on the ballot in 2022. It's really going to talk about if you're going to manufacture something, it needs to be recyclable, compostable, or reusable. No more of this manufacturing something and then whoever receives it, it's now their problem to figure out what to do with it. So I go to the store and I buy something and now it's my problem. I have to, what do I do with this yogurt container? What do I do with this plastic spoon? I guess I'm going to put it in the trash. So I'm pretty excited about Recology's work on getting that ballot, getting the signatures on the petitions to get that ballot.
So what is the goal for that? I mean, what's the timeline for getting signatures and getting that on the ballot?
We already did the signature collection.
Okay.
It could have been on the 2020, but it's COVID interfered with that. So it'll be on the 2022. So look for more information about that. Yeah. And it's definitely a great step in the right direction instead of recycling companies needing to scramble, to juggle, to figure out ways of, we got a new product that we have to figure out how to sort from the rest of them. Let's work together with the manufacturers so that you know, okay, once this goes into the recycling cart, it's going to go through a facility that can identify it and get it to the right place. And then it can be recycled or it can be reused or it can be composted. So that's a major shift from the way it is now.
I'm just going to do a little aside. I'm amazed at the complexity of packaging. I opened a little piece of machinery the other day that required some assembly. And everything was tucked in, packaged, but a lot of plastic waste. Very easy to put this contraption together, but a lot of stuff that wound up basically going into the trash. It was, except for the cardboard box that it came in. So that's just a comment on my part.
I am curious about the places that do the separating out, the facilities that have all of the, that get all of the recycling materials. Have you been to those facilities? Have you seen them? Because I'm so curious about that. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Those places are running around the clock. They're like it's like walking into a Rube Goldberg machine. There's conveyor belts going over your head this way and that way. And there's a machine going up and down, another machine shaking. And there's a bunch of people with hard hats and earplugs, and their arms are like octopus arms. And they're just throwing things off the conveyor belt and pulling it and pushing it into that bin or that bin. And you just stand there, look around and go, whoa, this is incredible. So I've taken a couple of tours of, there's a materials recovery facility in Marysville. That's Recology's materials recovery facility. And we also have one in, I also took a tour of the one in San Francisco at the pier. And that one's, of course, much bigger and has multiple levels of, you have to climb stairs to get to see this section and that. And they have a new robot that looks like it's kissing the conveyor belt, and it's actually sucking off and pulling off the number two bottles. And then it goes further on the conveyor belt. And then a different robot is pulling off the number one bottles. And it's going so fast. It's faster than, you know, you really have to sit there and be very careful and don't miss it. It's just a blur. But those facilities are set up so that they can quickly, efficiently source or separate out the paper from the cardboard, the glass from the plastic one from the plastic two, and the this and three and five, and blow out the contaminants. And you would be surprised at the sort of things that wind up in there, like a hose or a belt or a some rope or an old computer and you're going, this doesn't go in your recycle bin. And then it gets caught up in those conveyor belts. And so you hear this big stop and everything has to be turned off and everybody take five and somebody gets harnessed up and they're going to climb out there carefully and cut that cord out from the machine where it's tangled up and safely come back out and then start and get the thing going again. It's incredible. And so I think that's part of why I'm supposed to be out there talking about reducing contamination is if we can keep it from going in the cart in the first place, then it makes that conveyor belt and that whole materials recovery facility work the way it's supposed to work. If you want to take a tour, Susan,
I do want to take a tour.
Pandemic's over. Let's do it.
Okay. I really want to take a tour. I've been curious about that for ages when we first started interviewing people about recycling 10 years ago. So, yeah, let's get this pandemic over with.
Absolutely. And there's videos, you know. I used to show a Reading Rainbow video, you know, LeVar Burton. He did a tour of a materials recovery facility. And so you can watch it, you know, all of our listeners, if you want to watch it, just look up Reading Rainbow on YouTube and watch LeVar Burton talk about recycling. It's fascinating.
Pretty cool.
We have just a couple minutes left. Let's go back to holiday recycling. We kept interrupting you to talk about the machinery. Anything else you want to advise us? I was also thinking about Christmas trees themselves. I don't know if that's on your agenda or not, but let's finish up with whatever you'd like to add to holiday recycling.
Brilliant. I was going to say something about Christmas trees and I forgot about it. So thank you, Stephen. The Boy Scout Troop 2 in Chico and Durham is going to go around and pick up trees, or you can bring them to them this next January, so January 9th. Recology, if you're a yard waste customer with Recology, you can put your tree out next to the yard waste container and we'll pick it up. Mm-hmm. And the trees are being used as fish habitat in Lake Oroville, so that they string them all together and drop them under the water and allow, you know, the fish to use that as like a shelter for hiding from predators. And it's pretty, you know, we do it every year, so it's pretty exciting to see these Christmas trees get used again. They need to be unflocked, so no flocking. That's like a spray plastic on it anyway, so let's get away from that. No decorations, no tinsel. Make sure it's just a tree. I get asked if artificial trees or natural trees are better for the environment, and it really is it's a question of how many times you're going to reuse that plastic tree versus are you going to replant a tree after you cut down a Christmas tree, a live tree. So yeah, it's a up for debate, and we get a real tree once in a while, and then other years we just decorate a house plant or something like that.
We have a manzanita branch every year because we have zillions of manzanitas. At least we did before the campfire, and a lot of them, we lost a lot of them, but they come back pretty quickly and a lot of them survive. So we just take a branch off a manzanita and decorate it. It's pretty cute. I kind of like it. You're listening to Ecotopia on KZFR, and we've been talking with Becky Holden. She's the Waste Zero Specialist for Recology for Butte and Colusa Counties, and she does all kinds of things in education and consciousness raising and instructions and rules, and sounds like a kind of fun job. So thank you so much, Becky.
Thank
it's
you.
Nice
Indeed.
To see you again, and I think all of your advice is going to help me.
Thank you.
That was the Junk Man with Recycle, Reuse, Renew, or something like that. But it's recycled instruments on the Junk Man. You're listening to Ecotopia on KZFR 90.1 in Chico. My, oh my, oh my, you've heard it everywhere. Good riddance to 2020, which has been painful and hard in so many ways. And for those of us in Butte County, the Sacramento Valley, the foothills and beyond, we're coping with COVID on top of the great suffering and loss as a result of the fires. Many are still in distress from the Camp Fire, not to mention the Car Fire and the North Complex Fire. The list goes on.
2021 has to be better. We want to move into the new year with hope, accompanied by commitment to actions to make our lives and the lives of others better. To help you with positive, hopeful New Year's resolutions for 2021, we've explored the 2020 Ecotopia archives and found many ideas for Make the World a Better Place resolutions. Maybe some can be added to your list. To listen to any of the shows we refer to and to be inspired, go to ecotopiakzfr.com.
We'll start with some ideas from Radical Change, a series we launched in June of 2020. Here's our resolution number one. Join Concerned Citizens for Justice. Learn about their action plan to transform policing in Chico. Speak out for social justice whenever the need arises. We talked with George Gold and Marty Dunlap, who told us about Concerned Citizens for Justice, an effort to create change in policing and social justice. Their mission is to build a responsive, transparent, and compassionate partnership between law enforcement, first responders, and the community that they serve, based on mutual trust and respect. They endeavor to promote a culture that values the dignity of all citizens and preserves human life.
Resolution number two. Take care of Mother Earth. Resolve to do your part to make sure the Earth's resources, water, air, soil, food, plants, and animals are well cared for and preserved. Eartha Shanti talked to us about this as the age of restoration, a time when we can recognize that everything is interconnected and all life is sacred. This care for the Earth can involve acts small and large.
Resolution number three. Consume less, share more. Dr. Claire Brown is an advocate of a Buddhist economy, a philosophy that emphasizes sustainability, equity, and compassion. We can all have a life of comfort and ease by sharing, by eschewing greed and the hunger for new and more things. It's so hard in a culture that tells us that if you just had this, then you'd be happy.
Resolution number four, support a single-payer health care system. If you don't know much about it, learn why it is fairer, cheaper, and more effective. Go to www.northstatemedicareforall.org. We learned from Norma Wilcox of North State Medicare for All and David Welsh, a retired registered nurse, the why and how of a single-payer health care system. We also did an interview recently with Bruce McLean, who has been on the board of the Butte County Health Care Coalition, which is now North State Medicare for All. He's been on since 2016. And also Paul O'Rourke Babb, nurse practitioner, co-chair of NorCal Physicians for a National Health Program. They opened the interview with Healthcare 101. This program was aired on November 24th.
Resolution number five, support a solution for people who are living on the streets and in parks because they have no homes. Volunteer with local organizations to work with people who have no homes, like CHAT and Chico Friends of the Street. Contribute financially. Speak out when people without homes are denigrated. Patrick Newman is a tireless worker to support people who have no homes. Our interview with him, however, was much more expansive than just that, probing the question of our moral systems, of the need for all people to ponder what motivates us ethically. It feels imperative to us that people speak out on this issue. The city council has moved to criminalize homelessness and to remove people living in tents and from parks. But they have provided no alternative, no solution. Now that's criminal.
Resolution number 6, learn about traditional ecological knowledge. Learn how you can support land restoration and maintenance. Allie Metters Knight is teaching about TEK, traditional ecological knowledge, indigenous practices in landscape management. She described her programs to certify people in TEK and to see this knowledge put into large-scale practice. You can learn more at tekchico.org.
Resolution number 7, reuse, recycle, reduce, repurpose. This has been a recurring theme we've pursued over the 10 years we've hosted Ecotopia. All kids know about it, and some of them can sing the song. We think this is a resolution we can recommend to everyone. Let's break it down. Reduce is one that has always been a big challenge for materialistic America. We are constantly bombarded by advertising that encourages us to buy, buy, buy. We know about planned obsolescence, products that are made to wear out, and fashion, things that are trendy and then not, and gadgets, products that you never knew you needed, and voila, there they are, and you need them. It takes lots of conscious attention to our buying habits to just say no. Recycling has been made much easier in recent years by having the single stream recycle bin, but we still have to pay attention to what can and can't be recycled. For a while, we were concerned because China was no longer taking our stuff, but local recycling use is back and getting better. Reusing has been made easy and fun with thrift stores. There's almost no need to go to any other kind of shop. You can find anything you need at a thrift store. In fact, maybe we can just get rid of manufacturing and just fix up what's already out there. Ditto with repurposing. Our old holy towels become rags, and that really cuts out the need for paper towels. We've had a couple of good recycling interviews in the past few months. In August, we interviewed Doug Cobalt, Executive Director of the California Stewardship Council, which supports the reduction of packaging and calls upon manufacturers to take responsibility for recycling its packaging and used products. You heard Becky say that California will have that initiative on the ballot that will require this of manufacturers. So in 2022, we'll be seeing an initiative to make the manufacturers responsible. And you also just heard our interview with Becky Holden, recycling expert for Recology, about how to recycle the debris that comes with Christmas.
Resolution number 8, support the Chico Climate Action Plan. The plan is still under development, but you can learn about what is being proposed by going to www.chicosustainability.org/climate-action. Sherry Chastain is the chair of the Chico Climate Action Commission. We've interviewed her twice in the past 2 months about the update for the Chico Climate Action Plan. Joining us in the second interview was Molly Markison, city planner. The proposal for the update of the plan includes ways of continuing to reduce CO2 locally. Proposals include the Chico Bicycle Master Plan, improving zero-emission vehicle infrastructure to allow for a 25% shift from combustion vehicles to ZEVs by 2030, working with waste haulers and other stakeholders to meet the goals of SB 1383 and divert 75% of organic waste from the landfill through an expansion of composting services and edible food waste diversion, and expanding the tree canopy by 700 trees by 2022, 4,500 trees by 2030. This will sequester carbon, decrease temperatures, save energy, improve air quality within Chico. Read more about their work at chico.ca.us/climate-action-commission.
Resolution number 9. Talk to your kids about climate change. We interviewed Harriet Sugarman, who argues that despite the severity of the crisis, we owe it to our children to address it directly and truthfully with them. Her book, How to Talk to Your Kids About Climate Change, Turning Angst into Action, includes some of the following recommendations. First, what's happening is not normal. Second, the unfolding is still within our control. Third, we can slow the changes. Four, the crisis doesn't rest on the shoulders of the children. The interview was June 2nd. Her website is climatemama.com. Some of the issues we discuss on Ecotopia are so big and so complicated that we as individuals don't see how we can act, what we can do. One of these is water. So our recommendation is...
Resolution number 10, stay informed, make financial contributions to support North State Water. We've interviewed Barbara Vlamis and Jimmy Brobeck many times over the years because of their deep commitment to and extensive knowledge about North State Water. In a May 26th interview with Barbara Vlamis, Executive Director, and Jim Brobeck, Policy Analyst of Aqua Alliance, which is the nonprofit protecting Northern California waters, we spoke with them about a range of topics, including Aqua Alliance's recent lawsuit to prevent extensive water transfers from north to south. We also talked about the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, SGMA, which will provide rules and regulations for the future of groundwater, recent changes in plans for the highly controversial Sites Reservoir that's proposed to be built west of Colusa. We also spoke with Barbara just a couple of weeks ago and gave her an open mic to talk about if she were the water czar, what would she do to make some changes, and those include abolishing the Department of Water Resources. To support Aqua Alliance and to learn more, go to aqualliance.net.
Resolution number 11. Get in touch with, stay in touch with, the natural world. In the time of COVID, when we feel confined and constrained, nature can bring solace, expansiveness, and connectedness. We can bike, hike, walk, cross-country ski while socially distancing. A couple of our interviews this year provided other options. Gardening is a satisfying way of being in nature and feeling in touch with the earth. Our interview with Robert Pavlis, author of Soil Science for Gardeners, Working with Nature to Build Soil Health, told us that now is a good time to be feeding and developing compost, adding compost to gardens with perennials, feeding the soil. Very soon we can see for our starts and nurture them through the winter. Our second recommendation for getting in touch with nature comes from our interviews with John Muir Laws and Ann Stevens. Natural journaling can be an invaluable pastime for kids and adults during this period of sheltering in place. Going out of doors while observing social distancing is highly recommended, and nature journaling provides a rationale and a focus for getting out of the house. John Muir Laws is an artist and nature journalist, and Ann Stevens is a Chico State science education professor. Nature journaling involves staying in one place and carefully observing, documenting, creating questions, making hypotheses, drawing, painting, and becoming fully absorbed in what you're witnessing. There's a useful website here for
for ideas for nature journaling. It's called, and this is long, thewatershed.org/PDF/education/naturejournalingwebversion.pdf.
Resolution number 12, come to terms with climate change. We've interviewed many, many people about climate change. Bill McKibben of 350.org was one of the first to warn people about climate change. Dar Jamal has been an active voice in promoting the notion that we've gone past the point of being able to save ourselves. Guy McPherson argues that we are facing abrupt collapse from climate change. Of course, there are competing theories about this potential devastation as a result of climate change. Nonetheless, people suffer from the distress. We interviewed Margaret Klein Salomon about her book, Facing the Climate Emergency, How to Transform Yourself with Climate Truth. The book outlines a five-step approach to becoming a climate warrior. It includes 1, facing climate truth. 2, welcoming fear, grief, and other painful feelings. 3, reimagining your life story. 4, understanding and entering emergency mode. 5, joining the climate emergency movement. That interview aired on April 28th.
Resolution number 13. Buy products with sustainability in mind from companies and products that support the environment. We learned about Interface at the 2020 Chico State Sustainability Conference. We interviewed Aaron Meason, Vice President and Chief Sustainability Officer for Interface, a commercial flooring company which, in 1994, pledged to reduce its negative impact on the environment with Mission Zero. She also launched Climate Take Back to tackle global climate change. Its mission is focused on creating a path for Interface and others to reverse global warming, not just to reduce carbon emissions. There are a number of green and eco-friendly shopping guides that can guide you in making these kinds of decisions.
Resolution number 14, live in sync with the earth, its seasons, its climates, its food, its weather, its landscape. Dallas Hartwig wrote The Four Seasons Solution, the groundbreaking new path for feeling better, living well, and powering down our always-on lives. He writes, not long ago, our ancestors lived according to the changing seasons, adjusting how they slept, ate, moved, and even socialized throughout the year. But today, we are more disconnected from the natural world than ever. We wake before the sun rises, go to bed long after it sets. We eat tropical fruits in the dead of winter. We exercise in climate-controlled environments. We connect virtually instead of emotionally. Our lives are frenetic, stressful, and exhausting. In other words, we're living in a chronic summer, and it's killing us.
These are our suggestions for some New Year's resolutions.
The birds, they sing at the break of day. Start again, I heard them say. Passed away, or what is yet to be. Yeah, the war, they will be fought again. The holy dove, she will be cut again. Bought and sold and bought again. sunlight gets in. We ask for signs, the signs were sent. The birth betrayed, the marriage spent. Say their prayers out loud, but they've summoned up a thundercloud. They're gonna hear from me. Ring the bell that still could ring. In. You can add up the parts, you won't have the sum. You can strike up the march, there is no drum.
You're listening to KZFR Chico, California, 90.1 FM. Coming up next is North State Give and Take, and it's made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Kinney Nursery and Topsoil, celebrating 50 years of providing bulk soils, organic fertilizers, high-octane soil amendments, and a large selection of landscape materials. You're
You're listening to Ecotopia on KZFR 90.1 in Chico. And we're going to put that list of recommendations, our recommendations for New Year's resolutions. It's a challenging list, and it asks people to be, you know, super conscious and super aware when a lot of times we just want to escape from all of the things that are already plaguing us. But if you need inspiration and if you want to learn about other ways that you can be a positive force in our community, go to our website, ecotopiakzfr.com, and you can listen to the shows that we referred to tonight. You can listen to other shows. We have several years. How many years of archives do we have?
8 or 10.
Yeah,
so a lot of archives.
And on so many topics that we consider, of course, to be of value to our community. We're pretty sure that you'll find some inspiration. And also, now that we podcast, you can listen to our shows on your own time. You can go to Anchor, Spotify, Apple, or any of the other podcast distributors to listen to our shows. I think it's really been hard to be environmentally correct, environmentally on top of things these days, because we are using so many, if you do take out food, you have all of these containers. Some of them are cardboard, some of them are plasticized material, some of them are even styrofoam. And so it's hard to be ecologically on top of things. Also, in the beginning, we couldn't take our recycled bags to the grocery store. We hadn't figured out that you could just put things in the cart and then go outside and put them in your bags and not use bags. But before we figured that out, we used a lot of bags that can be reused and can be recycled, but it's not nearly as good as having your own bag. So I know it's been a challenge. It certainly has been a challenge for me personally. And so we just need to do the best we can. We just need to carry on to make things more positive when we're all kind of struggling in a lot of ways just to keep our heads above water, just to stay positive and happy in a time where we can't see our families. I missed my granddaughters this year, the first time I hadn't spent Christmas with them since they were born. And so these things are really hard for us, but we want to be on the positive side. We want to do things that are going to, take us in good directions.
And we want to thank you all for being listeners of Ecotopia. These are hard times. Sometimes Ecotopia doesn't have cheering news. You've heard us joke from time to time about this is the gloomiest show on the radio. But there is one thing we've learned from more than 10 years doing the show, that there are amazing people out there working hard to make the world a better place. We often ask our interviewees about their level of optimism, and to a person, they say they are optimistic, even though they recognize the hard times that we have to go through. We asked Bill McKibben in our interview with him how he thinks things will look 5 years from now, 10 years from now. He answered, you know, I don't think about that. I just get up and do the work.
So we'll try to keep our resolutions. We'll try again to do our best to make the world a better place.
We want to remind you that coming up in just a few minutes, it's North State Give and Take with Bobby Tryon. At 6:30, it'll be Ginger Nichols. She'll be here with Radioactive.
We've been away for a while.
And also, be sure to turn in some of KZFR's other public affairs programs, including Sue Hildebrand's Real Issue, Wednesdays at 6, and her Butte Report at 5 on Thursdays.
And be sure, we've mentioned before, our website, KZFR, ecotopiakzfr.com, for recordings of our shows and an ever-growing list of resources provided by our guests. And check out our podcasts. And thank you so much for being our listeners. We wish you a happy, peaceful, kind New Year. We're optimistic that it will be better next year.
And never brought to acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne. Take a cup of kindness yet for days of old lang syne.
Days of old lang syne. Days of old lang syne.
And here's a hand, my trusted friend, and give a hand.
Days of
old
lang syne.
Days of old lang syne.
Days of old lang syne. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never
be brought to mind?
Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne?
Days of old lang syne.
Days of old lang syne. Days of old lang syne.
This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond.
You're listening to KZFR Chico, California, 90.1 FM. Coming up next is North State Give and Take, and it's made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Kinney Nursery and Topsoil, celebrating 50 years of providing bulk soils, organic fertilizers, high-octane soil amendments, and a large selection of landscape materials. Kinney Nursery and Topsoil specializes in helping you grow everything from tomatoes to cannabis. Deliveries are available from Sacramento to the Oregon border. More information on Facebook and at kennynursery.com. That's kinneynursery.com.
And by Alternative Energy Systems, providing a sustainable energy for life. Alternative Energy Systems offers solar, battery storage, and whole home generator solutions. More information at 345-6980